Universal unveils massive park expansion and challenge to Disney, but gender swaps Dr. Frankenstein. By Warner Todd Houston on February 4, 2024. Universal is planning a big expansion of its Florida theme park as Disney continues to spiral in lost revenue and disgruntled fans. But in at least one case, it looks like the company can't help but go woke. The studio's new Universal Epic Universe Park in Orlando, Florida, will reportedly give parkgoers an immersive experience and promises to transport guests to expansive worlds featuring more than 50 awe-inspiring attractions, entertainment, dining and shopping experiences that come together to create an unforgettable adventure that is nothing short of epic. One aspect of its park expansion is a new take on its famed Universal Monsters characters from the 1930s and 40s, including Dracula, Frankenstein, and the Wolfman. The entertainment giant is apparently reviving its Dark Universe moniker for this part of its park expansion. The Dark Universe was the studio's proposed name for its return to the monsters, with a planned string of films remaking and reimagining its classic black-and-white monster movies. But when the Tom Cruise remake of The Mummy was a major box office disappointment in 2017, the studio quickly dumped its Dark Universe plans. But now it appears that the company is breaking out the name once more for its new immersive world coming to the Universal Epic Universe Park in Orlando in 2025. Concept art for some of the characters featured in the Dark Universe are the old staples of Frankenstein's monster and the Wolfman. A version of Dracula also seems to be on tap, as well. But based on the concept art, this new iteration of Dracula is dressed more like a superhero than Bela Lugosi's mysterious, suave Transylvanian count. There also seems to be one character that has been altered for a more woke reimagining of Universal's traditional monster universe. In the 1931 version of the classic monster flick Frankenstein, the mad doctor who cobbled together the monster from the bodies of the dead, energized him with the power of electricity, and proclaimed it's alive, alive, was none other than Victor Frankenstein. However, it appears that Universal is set to inject some girl power into its Dark Universe by reimagining Victor Frankenstein as Victoria. Here is the new, woker version of Dr. Frankenstein. The Dark Universe section will be an attraction where guests encounter everything from the experiments of Dr. Victoria Frankenstein to the shadowy landscape where monsters roam in a world of myth and mystery, the advanced publicity of the proposed park claims. The studio is also planning three other immersive areas in its upcoming Universal Epic Universe. Alongside the Dark Universe area will be Celestial Park, the How to Train Your Dragon Isle of Berk, and the Wizarding World of Harry Potter. Universal, of course, smells blood in the water with uber-woke Disney's financial and political woes compounding every other month. Last year, Disney's parks suffered an unfathomable attendance drop in Florida, according to reports from July. But that was far from the only loss that befell the Mouse House. The damage done to Disney by its constant and indefensible need to groom children for the radical gay agenda is not just a right-wing talking point. The backlash Disney has suffered is very real, well-deserved, and reflected in everything Disney produces, including its stock price, down more than half since 2021. Disney's downfall has been especially abrupt in theaters, as seen its growing string of flop movies and its money-losing streaming service. So, with Disney on the rocks with no obvious way out, at least no obvious way woke Disney can imagine, Universal is ready to swoop in and scoop up those families who have soured on its rival. But it isn't a very promising beginning if Universal is already wokening its own most famous movie franchise. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.